Now, if you don't, admittedly, it will then add to your budget deficit. We think that the markets, we can't promise this, the markets ought to ease up some from this, plus a tight budget in January. And you can get it out of the market then, but we can't promise that.
Now, Hal, have you got your... When can we go on the $1.5 billion?
I've already told them to go.
Well, I mean, when can I tell the people what the $1.5 billion is?
Well, in a number of agencies, you could tell them right away. As far as I'm concerned, it raises hell, but it's going to raise hell anyway. There are a few agencies where it's a little difficult, it seems to me, to do that because their appropriation bills aren't through. And what you're really going to do is cut your flexibility down by as soon as you say, I'm withholding it, and the appropriation bill isn't through, they say, well, the hell with that, we'll do it. Therefore, I am saying to the committees tomorrow that we're going to let you know what these targets are agency by agency, but only when we get the appropriation bills, because it's just unfair and unwarranted to put them out piecemeal. And everybody says, well, my agency's being hit more than somebody else. But once I'm more or less implying, and once we get the appropriation bills, we're going to tell them exactly what it is agency by agency. One of my other problems is I got a little in there for the poverty agency, but gee, if you say now I'm going to take, it's only $40 million or something, but I'm going to take $40 million out of poverty. Before the bill is through, you'll have these guys marching on the White House. Therefore, Mom, it's going to make it difficult testifying, but I'm going to not give out the targets and say it's premature and all you're going to do is wreck our effort if you insist on me giving you these numbers. But when the appropriation bills...
I have to say we're still exploring them. I wouldn't have them.
Well, the only problem is you have said in the message I've given a target to each agency. Now, what I'm going to say is they're still exploring exactly how they're going to reach it.
That's what I do, yeah, make them explore it and don't know.
But they are, but at the same time, I got to make it realistic. I got to make them believe it. So I've got to say they are hard targets, but the only problem is we don't yet know exactly how they're going to reach it. All we know is they've got to reach it, and it'll hurt our efforts if we've got to give them out now because the appropriation bills aren't through, and some agencies are able to do more than others until they get to know their appropriations, and they just can't do it, but they are hard targets, and they will be met.
Well, now, have you got in front of you roughly the big division on the $1.5 billion?
If you could, can you hang on just one minute, Mr. President? Let me get it.
How are you?
In the first place, while he's my assistant's getting it, the of the $1.5 billion, $400 million is the highway money. That leaves $1.1 billion. Of the $1.1 billion, very roughly, about 500 and some million, I don't remember now, is construction deferrals. So that leaves you about $500 million of other kind of
things.
That's
in all agencies.
All agencies.
A sewer plant or an economic loan or...
It's an economic loan, that's exactly. It's a Corps of Engineers, for example, let me give you the Corps of Engineers. Remember, these are contracts we're talking about. Corps of Engineers is going to defer in this first $1.5 billion, $152 million. Interior, about 120, although not all of that's construction. HEW, I've got them down for a total of $340 million, of which about 180 is construction. University buildings, the loans they're making on those, just defer them. Doesn't mean cut them out, but defer them. Poverty, I've got down for $32 million in contracts, but we're also pushing them to get a larger share of the cost of these programs from the local community. So the total amount we've got them down for is $130 million by a number of routes. Some postponements, getting more money from the individual locality, and not funding the thing so far in advance. In other words, instead of funding the guy for 12 months in advance, only fund him for 6 months. I thought I'd give him better control anyway. I've got agriculture down for $100 million, and that's scattered all over the place. I've got Atomic Energy down for deferring $30 million worth of construction. FAA, $30 million, of which $20 million they're going to be able, they think, to squeeze out of the SST advance money, and $10 million by deferring some of their equipment purchases. So, for example, what I've given you then gives you agriculture at 100, core at 150, HEW at 350, interior at 100 and a quarter. Then the rest of them get pretty small in terms of individual.
I'll get you a billion and a half.
Pardon? It'll get me the two things, Mr. President. Counting the $400 million from highways, it'll get me the billion and a half. We have already told the agency, just between you and me, not to wait any longer for any decisions, but to go ahead and take these cuts. And in fact, I'm getting a memo out to them. I've done this orally and through my staff. I'm getting a memo out signed by me, nailing it down Tuesday or Wednesday. I want to wait till after the hearings are over. In addition, then, that's the first billion and a half. So it's $400 million, $400 million highways, about another 500 odd. I forget the number.
This is the second one?
No, first one. I'm just recapitulating.
I've got that. 400, 500, 152, 120, 350, 130, 100, 30, 30.
Yeah, some of those you're double counting because the 500 in construction.
Of which 150 is.
Is core.
And 120 is interior.
Right, and so on. Now, the second.
The HEW, some of that's in there.
Some of the HEW money is construction, some isn't.
Yeah.
You with me? Okay, now the second $2 billion. Now, let me make one other point. Of that first billion and a half, almost everything is a cutback in our own program. In other words, there isn't much of this money that's holding back congressional increases. The main part of that's in the second $2 billion. Of the second $2 billion, well, that's a little more difficult to identify, but I've had my fellows work it up so that it. We should be able to reach that and surpass it if you count holding back what Congress does, where we're going to have to anyway. I think we can even beat the $2 billion. Now,
what are your big item?
Well, our big item
six
is,
biggest ones.
All right, although I can give you off the top of my head the six, but the first big item is elementary and secondary education. We figure that when the whole kit and caboodle is done with, in terms of Morris and Hill and everything else, that that will probably add $900 million to $1 billion on top of what you requested in authorizations. Now, we would not ask for the appropriation increase to go with it in a supplemental. And even if they gave it to us, I would suggest that we just not fund it. We just go ahead and operate the program. So there's $900 million to $1 billion, our best guess. Now, we don't know what they're going to add, but if it comes out to $1 billion over, then there's $1 billion of the $2 billion right there. In the water pollution area.
Yeah, but that's really not getting the $3 billion of our $30 billion reduction out of the budget, is it?
Well,
this add-ons.
That's right. Oh, yes, sir. But if you look at the message again,
I understand that.
The message says we're going to get that extra $2 billion three ways.
And we cut all we can cut of our own thing then with
then
this billionaire?
That's right. Well, no. Then of the $2 billion, I'm saying maybe $1.5 billion of that would come by holding back congressional increases. Another $500 million we could cut our own programs further, and I have identified some other areas we can cut our own programs further. But I don't want to. I haven't been saying much about that yet.
What are they?
I cut back additional in the core, deferring. I've got an additional amount in interior. HUD would have to cut back some more. Mm-hmm. Most of it just more of the same in these construction contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And the agencies have identified, and bitch like hell, they say the first cut they can do, the second cut would be real rough. But we've identified them. So when you end up, we're doing a combination of cutting our own programs, maybe $1.5 billion to $2 billion, and cutting Congress's add-ons by, it's awful hard to tell because I don't know what they're going to do exactly, but $1 billion to $2 billion. That's about how.
Now, can you get a good sparkling writer over there to write me the goddamnest veto and show where somebody's getting 40,000 insurance? The average insurance policy in this country is 3,000. that the government's paying 40% of this insurance and that most of the wage people only have 20%, and that this is, just give us two or three damn good, effective illustrations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And let's just write it as strong as we can, because if we get overridden on it, why, we're in a hell of a shape, because they'll override us on everything, unless we're boss.
Yes, sir.
We really got to stand up there, and I guess we ought to sign this military construction bill, oughtn't we?
Yes, sir, I think so, on balance. There's a good statement with it saying,
I wonder if we couldn't veto it. McNamara wouldn't let us veto it and let them have a harangue up there on the other things that would keep us from spending some money.
Yeah, well, my impression is we've got enough troubles up there already without throwing another harangue in it.
Yeah.
But you better judge of that than I am. But it seems to me we just kind of throw a general monkey wrench in. It doesn't help. Now, this one, I agree with McNamara. I just don't think this one is worth vetoing. It isn't good, but it's not worth vetoing.
Can you get McNamara? Can you make a special appeal to him? I did last night, but without showing that you're demagoguing, why don't you call him up and say, I want to make a very special appeal to you as being the number one patriot. Look over everything that you're spending and see how much of it you can hold back between now and January. And really go after it now and just get the best team of experts you've got and come and give me a figure. Tell them that you're shooting at $4 billion. You want to see how much of that he can take.
Okay, sir.
Will you do that?
Yes, sir.
Get him really challenged. Now, I guess Gardner's the second best, isn't he? Isn't he the second biggest?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he is. And
I'd find excuses that the states couldn't qualify and that they hadn't got in their application and hadn't been reviewed, but I just wouldn't put a damn bit of money in here. We got to really cut this thing off and let these bastards that are greedy and want to go up have a little of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you think we ought to wire the governors and ask them to withhold their contract?
No, sir, I wouldn't. I have one reason for not doing it. I'm not sure it overweighs all the others, and that is that so far, right now anyway, you've got a program kind of action. I mean, there's very specific things that you're going to do or you're asking the Congress to do. It seems to me if you come in with kind of a general exhortation business, it weakens the whole thing rather than strengthens it. Now, in terms of the highways, that's another matter. You got something specific there, and I would agree with either getting them in or sending them telegrams on that one. But we're just kind of general, be good fella sort of thing, hold back. I'm inclined to think that that weakens your program, at least to do it now. What you recommended is hard, solid, identifiable action you can pinpoint.
These polls, we dropped from 69 on handling the economic situation to 40-something, and our popularity is going down another 4 points, which will be 48 instead of 52. And it's really going to be a steamroller here against us if we don't really make a dent in this interest market and if we don't make a dent in what this Federal Reserve's done. These damn fools raised this interest rate from 4 to 5.5% on CDs. Yep. And we've got to undo it somewhere.
No, that I agree, Mr. President. My only point on the other one is I don't think a general telegram to governors and mayors helps on that one. I think specifics do, and the highway one is specific. But kind of a general be good fella sort of thing, I'm not really sure that does much good. It kind of looks as if you don't know what to do, so you're asking them to do it.
No, we just say everybody's bidding for a limited amount of money, so please hold back anything you can. Everybody's bidding for a limited amount of construction labor, so hold back everything. Everybody's bidding for scarce material, so hold back what you can. Your theory is it just makes them want to do it more, huh?
Well, not so much that. My theory is that if you do that and really come down hard on the highways, you got something specific, that's one thing.
Well, we're doing that.
That's right.
But I'm talking about Dick Hughes.
General.
Financing $100 million worth of road, and Conway $50 million worth of hospital and stuff.
What you might do, yeah, well, let me think. What you might do is take off from Joe Fowler's financing business and ask them if they can't institute the same kind of review and minimize their claim on the market in the same way. It might be possible.
Get somebody
to draft me something, and I'll get Governor Brown to call them and the mayors too.
Okay, sir. Right.